Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, we're celebrating the changing seasons by going conker hunting. And Meg's helping us to make a pool boat noodle. My name is Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, it's beginning to look a lot like autumn.
Yes, Bex, it is beginning to look a lot like autumn. I am in a car right now and I am on my way to a forest that's near me. A forest that I know, matter-of-factly, is filled with conker trees. And as we're on our way right now, as we're driving, I can see the trees lining the road, slowly changing colour. The orange leaves falling on the front of the car. We've just arrived. And I can't wait to go conker hunting. A conker is the seed of a horse chestnut tree. It's a hard brown nut, which is found in a prickly casing. So you might need to ask an adult to help you when you go and collect these, because, well, they've got a prickly casing, you don't want to get hurt. Over time, though, that green outer casing of the seed will turn brown and crack and reveal the conker that's inside. Here's a tip. If you find any on the floor, you might just need to kind of stomp on them to crack open that green outer casing. They fall from the tree when they're ripe during the autumn months, and if you plant them, it's a seed, so a horse chestnut tree will grow. The very best conkers to look for are ones that are uncracked, firm, and symmetrical. If they're a little bit squidgy, it may mean that the conkers are rotten in the middle. They may have been on the ground for too long, they may have been too wet. Here's a tip, you can test all of your conkers in water. All the conkers that are damaged or mouldy inside will float to the surface, so you can get rid of those ones, because what you want are conkers that are nice and solid. There are some sneaky tricks you can do to make your conkers firmer. You can soak your conker in vinegar, which will essentially pickle it, which will remove some of the moisture from the inside. You can also bake your conkers, but some of those things are considered cheating, so I don't think we should do those. Instead, what you want to do is take your conker, drill a hole right through the middle of it. You're going to have an adult help you with this. Thread some string all the way through, tie in a little knot at the end, and then you...
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
You can play conkers. You play conkers essentially by taking it in turns to bash each other's conkers with your conker. The person that manages to smash the other conker and take it off of the opponent's string wins. give it a go, get outside, see how many conkers you can collect. I'm using a plastic bag here to collect mine and see how many of your opponent's conkers you can smash off their lines.
All right, thank you very much, Adam. Now, from one craft to another, here's Meg, and she's telling us how to go boating, kind of.
Today, we are going to be making our own pool noodle boats, which will be able to float in the bath or on a pool. They're super cute and they're super easy to make. So what you're going to need is you're going to need one pool noodle, some coloured foam sheets or card, paper straws, coloured tape if you have it, and some scissors. We are going to need to cut some things out for this, so make sure that you have an adult present. For example, the first thing that you need to do is, using a serrated knife, get an adult to cut the pool noodle into pieces that are about 3 inches thick. So I'm doing that now. I did try and do it with a pair of scissors, but it was quite hard. So it is easier with a knife. But as I say, because you're using a knife, make sure that an adult does that part for you. Now you want to cut your foam sheets into the shape of a sail by cutting the square foam sheets diagonally from one corner to the other corner to make two triangles. Now you can use normal paper if you don't have foam sheets for this. It will work just as well. It's just that you might need to replace the sail when they get wet. Or you can make it out of paper and then cover your sail in some kind of sticky tape, or try and use something plastic. So if you have any plastic lying around, you could also make it out of that. But remember, because we're putting them in water, foam sheets are great because they're a little bit waterproof. So once you've done that, decorate your sails with stickers. I've got shiny stars on mine, felt tips. I've drawn a dragon as well on the outside. Make it look super funky and make sure that you know which boat is yours if you're doing it with maybe a sibling or friends. Then, using scissors, get an adult to help you make two small slits in the top and bottom of the sail, and then push a straw through the foam sheets. So once you've done that, you'll be able to see, it kind of looks like a flag, doesn't it? It looks like a flag, and you can then tape the top of the straw, and as you put the tape on, fold it over, and then you can cut the tape to make a little flag if you want to. To be honest, it'll probably stick on without tape, so if you don't have tape, don't worry about that step. And then you want to push the straw into the pool noodle, and you need to make a small hole in the noodle with the help of an adult just to push it in and attach the straw. And there you go. You have your very own pool noodle boat, and it is ready to test and see if it floats. You can float them in the bath or a paddling pool. I've filled up the bath and I'm just going to place my pool. I've made three of them, all in different flags on them. I'm going to place them into my bath, and then what you can do is you can see if you can make your boat get to the other end by blowing it and having your own wind power. So we're going to blow our boats. I'm going to be honest, mine did not move that far. And also, it's kind of cheating because I haven't got anyone to do it with. But you can try and do it with friends, or you can make a fan and try and use the wind power of a fan to get them to the other end of the pool. It's a little bit of a competition, and it's a lot of fun. And these boats, you can reuse them, and you can save them for summer in the paddling pool, or you can just use them as bath toys. One pool noodle does go quite a long way, so you should be able to make an entire fleet of boats with this activity. Back to you, Bex.
Thanks, Meg. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. And whatever you do, however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. And this has been the podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app and on your smart speaker. Just say play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.